It's 6:58 p.m. In 1 hour and 15 minutes, I need to be out of here because Jay's expecting me at 8:30 at his hotel. This will be our 4th encounter, and I think we might be going all the way for the first time. I still haven't decided. Actually, I have decided. My body is going to choose if I'm going to sleep with him or not. Not my head. If it feels right, I'm going to fuck him. My God. The first time. It's exciting. It's unmatched. I thought it might be nice to record me getting ready for him with his permission. I'll record our session and you can hear me coming. I hope I come. No guarantees. It's difficult to make me come. I'm so used to doing it myself. He is very, very talented. I'm hopeful. I said to him earlier, let's not think about the orgasm being the ultimate goal. I'll enjoy it no matter what. I think it's the best way of going about it. So this will be our 4th encounter. The first 3 were great. Each time we've gone a little bit further, a little bit further. There's nowhere else to go now. He's gone down on me, he's fingered me. I've given him a hand job and a blow job. I guess the next step is sex. Been horny all day. We had phone sex earlier. Well, I don't know if it counts as phone sex. Basically, he was on the train listening to me while I got off. It was fucking hot. What really helped me get over the edge was knowing that he was going to get to his station soon. And he had to stand up. With a raging hard on, because he just heard me come. Oh, God, that's so amazing. It was absolutely amazing. So naughty. Oh, I loved it. Fuck me. Please fuck me. Fuck me. Good luck standing up now. So anyway, apart from that, I haven't come today. My God, I've wanted to. Oh, so bad. Luckily, I played tennis today. So I took out some of my sexual energy on the court. Right. I'm in the bath. I have to get ready. I want to make myself lovely and smooth for him. I'm out of the bath. Now I am packing. Sex toys, lube, tinkle balm, restraints, mouthwash, toothbrush, wipes, lingerie. Yeah, there's a lot to take. And I'm running out of time. It is now 7:57 p.m. I spent way too long in the bath. Just obsessed a bit with being smooth and lovely and, yeah, spent way too long. Oh well. It's 11:57 a.m. the next day, and I'm driving home wearing a long black coat with nothing underneath except underwear. I'm feeling like a dirty stop out. It's a lovely feeling. Yes, I've been in bed with someone all night. Had a really good time. We went all the way. Twice. He came 3 times. I didn't come at all, but I don't mind. He tried. It's difficult to make me come. The intimacy was lovely. Hugging, kissing. That was more satisfying than 30 seconds of orgasm. It's 12:46 p.m. I'm incredibly horny. I want to go to bed and play with myself badly, but my Amazon parcel is 5 stops away apparently. Which is bullshit because it said that for about 20 minutes. As it happens, it's a sex toy that's being delivered. So yeah, think I'll wait till it comes. Before I come, I don't remember some of last night. I'm really sad that I don't remember the first penetration, you know. Jay had to fill in my memory gaps. It's a bit scary. As happened before. We drank last night, but it's happened when I've been sober as a judge as well. Oh, God, speaking of which, I'm really feeling the effects of the booze and the lack of sleep. Went to sleep at 2:30, woke up about 8, I think. And then, oh, it's really nice and cuddled. Oh, spooned and kissed and chatted. And, oh, it's just gorgeous. Then he had some stuff to do, so I went back to sleep for a bit, but only like an hour. So I've had like what? 5.5 hours sleep. If that. Yeah, and I drank a lot, way more than I usually drink. So yeah, unfortunately, I don't remember a heck of a lot. I so wish I remembered the sensation of impaling myself upon his dick for the very, very first time. But I honestly don't. I remember arriving. Very, very clearly. He left the door unlocked. I was absolutely certain that this meant that we were gonna do the True Lies scene where Jamie Lee Curtis is ordered by Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's sitting in the dark in a corner to strip and do a dance for him. It's a really, really sexy scene. Check it out. Because we talked about it earlier in the day, and I'd even sent him the YouTube clip and I said, you need to rewatch this, you need to refresh yourself. But no, he didn't pick up the hint. It was still hot though. So I walk in, the room is completely dark, but the curtains are open, so there's a little bit of light coming through. And he is sitting in a chair in the corner, wearing a robe, and he is pleasuring himself while looking at a picture of my pussy. A picture I'd taken just that morning, actually, after I came on the phone to him. And he's listening to me climaxing. So I walk in, I dump my bag, I go over to him, and I say, did you miss me? And he said, yes. It had been 2 weeks. 2 fucking weeks. We'd only seen each other 3 times intimately, and then we had a 2-week gap. Oh, brutal. Well, the 2 weeks was finally up. I sat down, and as ordered, like the good little girl I am, I sucked his cock. He ordered me to remove my knee-length boots and my coat. Actually, I asked him to take my coat off, and underneath I was just wearing lingerie. Black lacy knickers, my favourite bra, navy, lacy, lots of intricate details, some gold accents as well, beautiful bra, and sort of, I don't know what to call it, a teddy. Got his hand. I pressed it against my pussy. He was standing. I got his dick and I rubbed it against me. Went to the bed. This is where my memory goes funny. I had already had a couple of drinks before arriving. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's when the alcohol hit me. But then again, like I said, there's been a couple of other times, well, one other time, where my memory's been spotty and I can't recall details of my fuckfest. And I've had to rely on my partner telling me what happened. Oh, I'm just drinking a coffee. Needed that. Okay, so we cracked open the bottle of wine that I brought. I said, fuck the glasses, let's just drink out the bottle. We just necked wine out of the bottle and passed it between ourselves. We finished it quite quickly. I remember being surprised at how quickly the bottle had disappeared and him phoning up to order another bottle. I remember us getting hot and heavy on the bed, writhing around, triumphing. I remember going down on him, and I remember him coming. I don't remember the finer details. I wish I did. And I wish, I desperately wish that I'd recorded his sounds. He wanted to go down on me. I said, no, I'm not clean enough. He said, of course you are. I said, no, I'm not fresh out of the bath. I bathed shortly before coming out, but then, you know, did my hair and makeup and packed my bag and drove over. I want to be absolutely squeaky clean. He fingered me, I think. And then I ran a bath. And he got in as well. Now this I remember very clearly. In order for us both to fit and for the water to not overspill, I had to take my legs out. So I just, you know, just spread my legs. And he sat in and I remember he went out. He'd, his back had made contact with the tap, which had been pumping out hot water. And he sort of burned his back a bit. I remember that very clearly. He played with me in the bath. I lay back, put my feet on each side of the rim of the bath. I lifted up my pelvis to his lips, and he licked me. My hair got soaked. That was annoying because I'd spent so much time getting ready. In fact, I was late. I felt really guilty about keeping him waiting. And it was all for nothing because he didn't even get to see my makeup because the room was so dark. And besides, we were just like rolling around and got all messed up anyway. And my hair got wet. I'll know that for next time. I'm not going to spend so much time getting ready, primping and preening. So, he licked me and it was lovely. But I wasn't going to come that way. He got out first. I had to clean my pussy again because I'd gotten really wet. I came out of the bath. I got into bed, completely naked, both of us. I don't know the timeline. I know that he went down on me and he fingered me. I know that I asked him where the condoms were. I can't remember him getting them. I can't remember him putting it on. I remember when he came the second time, which was inside me, the condom stayed in me when he withdrew. I remember us both being a bit like, uh-oh. I felt inside me, smelled my finger, like, don't worry, definitely gonna come inside me. I remember us cuddling. Oh, it's lovely. He showered me with compliments, which I absolutely adored. I've lost a lot of weight, a lot, in a short space of time. So I'm a little bit insecure about my body. It might look good in photos, in lingerie. When I'm completely naked, there are lots of imperfections. He doesn't seem to mind, which is wonderful. And it makes me feel sexy. Being wanted, being desired, it's the greatest aphrodisiac there's ever been, for me at least. I got my vibrator out. fingered me whilst I used it. He is incredible at fingering. Wow. Absolutely incredible. He lay on top of me while I used it. I enjoyed feeling the pressure of his body on me. I told him how one of his messages at the weekend had really, really resonated with me. He said, "I want you to take my dick soon." I read and reread that sentence many, many times. When I came, I saw the words in my head. Wow. Such a powerful sentence. I told him that, and he said those words to me a few times. It was very, very hot. I couldn't come. The battery died. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. We didn't even discuss it. It was just a no-brainer that we were now gonna fall asleep. But before we did that, we had a cuddle and I really enjoyed touching his dick. He grew hard. I begged him to fuck me again, and he did. Now this I do remember clearly. I was on top. I fucked him hard. I wiggled my bum. Trusted. He came quickly and he sounded so fucking good. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh my god, just thinking about it is turning me on. Oh. I said to him this morning, "God, I wish I'd recorded that. Oh, I'd have loved to have listened to it back." Oh. As you know, hearing men moan and come is my thing. And he sounded so good. Oh, God. I'm closing my eyes now. I'm trying to recall. I remember really, really concentrating at the time, trying to soak in the noises he was making as he came inside me so that I could enjoy it later. But my mind is not a recorder. I can't really remember. All I can recall is that he came hard. And he was noisy. And I loved it. He really wanted to make me come. He really wanted to hear my orgasm. He has. Once. No, 2 times. First time I saw him, we both got off next to each other on the bed, touching ourselves. Give me a comma. second time I came using my vibrator, lying on my back, and I was clinging onto him as I came. It was pretty hot.
I'm just kidding.
So, what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna give up waiting for Amazon. I'm gonna go to the bedroom because I am really fired up. And I've taken myself off to the bedroom so that I can relieve myself. Oh my god. Oh, I need this. Oh. I desperately want to go to sleep though. Oh god. I'm just gonna come first, I think. And then I'm gonna have a nap. Oh. so fucking strong. Fuck. Oh. See you again soon.